May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
Welcome back viewers of Madani channel. By Allah's grace and mercy, once again we are in the program Spiritual Cures. In regards to the program, we do have a segment of the day which is today's spiritual cure, inshallah, which we'll introduce further on in the program. And I wonder which spiritual cure the team have got ready for us today. Without wasting any further time, I'd like to include one of the blessings of reciting durood and salam upon the best of creation sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then we move towards your messages and questions inshallah. The final messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the person closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who would have recited salat upon me abundantly in the world. Sallu ala al-habib
sallallahu ala
Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let's welcome our guests from the Spiritual Cures team. To my right, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you, Sajid bhai? You okay?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen ala kulli hal.
MashaAllah. And then to my left, the one and only Fiaz bhai, all the way from north, MashaAllah.
Jazakallah.
How are you, Fiaz bhai? You okay? MashaAllah. Jazakallah. We really appreciate your traveling such a distance. May Allah reward you for each step. But mind you, don't walk here. Okay. So each turn of the wheel, you can say. May Allah reward you for the distance that you travel coming and going as well. MashaAllah. You both ready? So we'll move on to some of the questions that we have received so far. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa
alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So brother sent in a message and saying, hi there, I don't have an evil eye, but just to stay safe from evil eye, if you don't mind, give me a spiritual cure to remain safe from evil eye. So protection from evil eye. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My son is suffering from jaundice. Do you have any spiritual cure for jaundice, please? May Allah keep you guys happy. May Allah protect your son, grant him cure from this illness that he seems to be facing of jaundice. Jaundice is that like yellowishness of the face, and sometimes the eyes are also affected as well. May Allah grant him complete cure from this illness, inshallah. Well, the brothers will give us something, inshallah. If Allah wills, inshallah, you will gain cure from this. I'd like to include an istikhara request as well, which we've received. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. So I've been right at the top of the message. There's a code word, so I know that this particular person who sent this message in for the istikhara request, he doesn't want his name mentioning. So the code word that I've been given here is world. The code word is world. So remember, I will mention this code word. So that should be an indication for you that I'm about to give your reply for your istikhara. So the code word is world, and I've got the name of the person. I've also got the mother's name. Okay, so that's fine. And the reason why you're wanting to get the istikhara. The named person seems to be going on the wrong path, rude towards parents, doesn't seem to be listening to his parents, and some further family issues, etc. So if the istikhara can be performed to see what seems to be the issue. Inshallah, we will perform the istikhara Once the istikhara is performed, inshallah, we will give you the reply. And we'll also give you some spiritual cure in regards to this as well. So do try and keep, I do recommend that those viewers of Madhini channel, try to have a notebook and a pen. And it's very handy because not all spiritual cures are just, you know, very small, like single phrases. Sometimes it could be something a bit lengthy, so it's worth writing down. And if you just try to remember it just by listening to it a few times, general cases that you tend to forget. So if you wrote it down, it's safe. Okay, today you might not need this particular spiritual cure. But in the near future, Allah make it such that we never need it. But, maybe yourself, some other family member, maybe someone in the home, children, friends, relatives, etc. Somebody could face something similar, and then you could always pass this spiritual cure on to them. So it's always handy to keep a notebook and try to take some notes down. And then you can pass these on. G, are you ready?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The person who has sent the question said he doesn't have the evil eye, but he wants to stay safe from it. Happy to know that you don't have an evil eye, but you want to stay safe from this. And I've got a very easy wazifa, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal. And with the help of this wazifa, number one, you will be acting upon a sunnah. Number two, whatever you eat, that won't harm you, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And the third thing is, you will always stay safe from an evil eye. The wazifa is, whatever you eat, make it a habit to recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. With the help of this, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will stay safe, always stay safe from an evil eye, inshallah Azza wa Jal. The second question was about the jaundice. Ailing Worshipper is the booklet, and the page number is 29. The booklet written by the founder of Dawat Islami, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, Suratul Bayyina. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Lam yakunil ladhina kafaru min ahlil kitabi wal mushrikeen wal mushrikeena munfakkeena hatta ta'tiyahumul bayyina. Till the end, dhalika liman khashiya rabbah. Write the whole surat on a piece of paper without zair and zabar, without arab, and make sure the circle of waw, meem and kaf is wide open, it's not attached to each other, and it's not left undone. And afterwards, just write it down and make it an amulet. And you can give your son to wear it, inshallah, with the help of this, he won't have the jaundice anymore, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
I'll just mention a few more questions, and then I've also got the istikhara reply, inshallah, we'll go on to then. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sometimes my navel gets displaced and I have been suffering from this problem for many years. Please give me something to recite so that I may get relief from the illness of navel displacement, and this problem may be resolved. So navel displacement, some people might be thinking, what do they mean by this navel displacement? I think in regards to this is naaf utar jana in Urdu that they mentioned.
Yes.
And it's like navel airy pain, and it feels like it's like a pulling sensation. I think like a pulling sensation or pain in the navel area. But I know the method, I think something, but they measured only from the chest down to the navel on both sides are not.
Amir al-Sunnah has mentioned it.
Along these lines, I can remember them. That's how they can tell that whether the navel has displaced. Inshallah. So that's what they meant by navel display. I thought, I just mentioned because some people might be thinking navel displacement. What do they mean by this? It's a new thing for some people. So I just mentioned that. Okay, so inshallah, we'll give you something. So the brothers mentioned that he's been suffering from this problem for a while. So what I will recommend in regards to this is that inshallah the brothers will give a spiritual cure, but I will recommend that you do visit your nearest Ruhani Ilaj, nearest spiritual cure stall as well, because there is a particular, a special taweez in regards to this issue, this problem as well. Another question I'll just include into the program. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My daughter is about 9 years old, and she has a high fever. Can you please tell me a spiritual cure for fever? May Allah Azza wa Jal grant complete cure to your daughter. May Allah Azza wa Jal remove this fever. But remember, fever is a blessing. I know we get worried when our little children get ill, but fever is something which, inshallah, I think the brothers probably will shed light on it as well. But it's something that you shouldn't say anything wrong to, because it comes and it takes your sins away, takes your issues and problems away. But inshallah, maybe the brothers will add on into that as well. But yes, we will give you something. May Allah grant her complete cure from the issue, inshallah, azza wa jal. So fever, and I just mentioned before we start mentioning these spiritual cure replies in regards to the questions, the istikhara request that I mentioned, the code word was world. The code word was world, and the istikhara has been performed. The indication in the istikhara that we're getting is evil eye, is of evil eye, nazar-e bad. So in regards to this, there is a method of removal of evil eye. If you're not already familiar, this slip can be attained from the nearest spiritual cures stall. So you can find out if there is a spiritual cure stall in your locality, and then inshallah, this this amal can be put into practice and the removal of the evil eye. But I'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to this as well. So if you recite La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah 60 times with Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam before and after, perform them upon the inflicted, and inshallah, if Allah wills, the evil eye will be removed, inshallah. If calls are ready, if I can take two calls, at least then we've got them. If you can take the first two calls, please.
Muhammad, I'm from Blackburn. My question is, how can I better remember things that I've learned?
Inshallah. The next call, please.
My name is Muhammad Afan Kadir Attari, and I live in Ontario, Canada. I've been having this problem with my teeth. My teeth hurt, and I don't have any cavities or anything. I've been to the dentist, I've gone to these places, but it still hurts. And I wanted to know if you had anything that could help me with that.
MashaAllah, may Allah grant you relief from this pain that you're feeling all the way from Canada, if I heard right.
Yeah.
MashaAllah, so MashaAllah, brothers watching from Canada, may Allah grant you blessings for sending in your call and requesting a spiritual cure. MashaAllah, it's good to know that people from far and wide are watching, and it does put a smile on our face. So JazakAllah khaira for sending in, and may Allah relieve you from this tooth pain. I'm sure the brothers will have something for you, and if Allah wills, inshallah, it will be of benefit for you, inshallah. We'll start with the first two questions.
Ji Ashab, the first question about the spiritual cure for navel displacement. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala heal you from this illness, make it a means of forgiveness for your sins, and give you patience. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you greatly for your patience. Ameen.
Ameen.
Here is a spiritual cure for navel displacement. What you need to do, please listen it carefully. Continue the following practice till cure. Once a day, put your hand on the navel and recite blessed Durood-e Pak once before and once after it, along with reciting two verses of Surah Ali Imran. Para 3, Surah Ali Imran, two verses, verse number 7 and verse number 8, and then below it. Verse number 7 starts from Huwa allazi anzala alaykal kitaba minhu, and it ends wa ma yadhakkaru illa ulul albab. Verse number 8 is a famous Qurani dua. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. You need to place your hand on the navel, read one time Durood-e Pak, then Surah Ali Imran, para 3, verse number 7 and 8, and at the end you need to read one time Durood-e Pak, then blow on your navel. This act is tried and tested by Ashke Madina Amir Ahle Sunnat Damat Barakatuhul Aliya himself.
Subhanallah.
Before starting the invocation, let some Sunni scholar or Qari check your recitation, then invoke it with the correct pronunciation. It is essential to offer 5 times daily salah with punctuality. The second question regarding a spiritual cure for fever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of His beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, grant your daughter good health, cure her from the illness of fever, and keep her under His protection. Ameen.
Ameen.
Here is a beautiful spiritual cure for fever. Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatum Hulaliyah has mentioned
this spiritual treatment in his booklet, Ailing Worshipper, page number 29. The spiritual cure is write La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah 30 times on a piece of paper and then put it into a bottle of water. Then have the patient drink a little water thrice a day, inshallah al-kareem. Fever will go away. If needed, water, more water can also be added. Duration of this treatment till recovery.
Spiritual cure in regards to the navel displacement and also the spiritual cure for fever has been given. Subhanallah. May Allah Jalla grant cure to the those suffering with the illness and pains, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The caller, Faiz from Blackburn, asked for a wazifa, for a strong memory. First of all, I make dua that may Allah Azza wa Jal make you Hafiz al-Quran and may Allah Azza wa Jal make you a scholar of Islam. Ameen, 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 ya Rabbal Alameen. Read the supplication I'm going to tell you. Before you study a religious book or an Islamic lesson, you will remember whatever you study, inshallah Azza wa Jal. Before you start this supplication, recite Salat al-Nabi once before and after. And the supplication is, Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wanshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wanshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. I'll repeat it again. Allahumma aftah alayna hikmataka wanshur alayna rahmataka ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Inshallah azza wa jal, with the help of this, you will have your sharp memory, inshallah, azawajal, and whatever you read, you will remember that, inshallah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is something which, mashallah, is normally printed in all the Dawat Islami printed books and also the booklets as well.
Yeah.
It's usually in the beginning. And I think in the call, the brother did mention that whatever I read or learn, if I can remember.
Yeah.
And alhamdulillah, it does mention in these books in regards to that before you read this book,
yeah,
read this dua first and then start reading. And inshallah, what you read, you remember, subhanAllah.
Sure.
Very good practice. And I think in all the books, if I can recall, in all the books that this page gets
almost
printed with
all the books, yeah, Amir al-Sunnah has mentioned this supplication.
Inshallah.
And I've taken it out from the Madani Qaida anyway. So you can, if you didn't catch me, you can find it from the first page of Madani Qaida as well. Inshallah, Zawajal. Keep reading, reciting this, inshallah, Zawajal. You will see the difference.
Inshallah. It's now time for our segment of the day. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Viewers of Madin channel, we have brought a very beautiful and beneficial wazifa today. If you have tried so many things on a patient and you don't see any result, then this is the time to try this one. And alhamdulillah, Zawajal, this beautiful wazifa has been given to us by Amir al-Sunnah Tamat Barakatuh Mulalia in one of his Madani Muzakira. The wazifa is pain relief. Recite Ya Halimu, Ya Halimu, Ya Halimu 1100 times with Durood Sharif 11 times at the beginning and at the end. While sitting near the ill person, then blow upon the water and give it to them to drink. Their pain will be reduced, inshallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah, MashaAllah, what a beautiful spiritual cure that the team of spiritual cures, mashallah, brought. Remember, a lot of the times when we've got somebody who's ill, they're in some kind of, in pain, they're in problem.
Yeah.
And when some spiritual cure is given and they need to read it, and there's that difficulty that the person's not going to be able to read it, you know, because they're in such severe pain. And subhanAllah, this particular spiritual cure, a person who's sitting in the company of this ill person, he can recite it and blow upon the inflicted, and inshallah azawajal, the person will be relieved from his pain, subhanAllah.
Subhanallah.
So what a beautiful spiritual cure. I think this is one which we all should take note of, because somewhere along the line, somebody is ill, somebody is in pain, and alhamdulillah, this is a beautiful spiritual cure for the relief of pain. Subhanallah. And very simple. Ya Halimu, Ya Halimu, Ya Halimu. And then this needs to be recited 1100 times with Salat al-Nabi before and after. And then perform dhamm upon water and give that water to the patient. And you can also blow, you can also do dhamm upon the patient as well, inshallah. Subhanallah. Come back to the...
Okay, there was another call. The second call, yes. The second caller asked if there is any wazifa for to take. It was Afan called from Canada.
Canada.
I didn't catch the city, but it was from Canada. Thanks that you are watching our spiritual care program. May Allah reward you for this. The wazifa we have got here is to recite Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbi Rahim, Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbi Rahim, Salamun Qawlam Mir Rabbi Rahim. And this wazifa can be found in a booklet called Ailing Worshipper on page number 30. Recite this three times, blow on your finger and put the finger on the place where there is a pain. And inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be relieved. You will see the difference, inshallah Azza wa Jal. And on top of it, there is another beautiful wazifa, a very short one. Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu, Ya Allahu. Write it down on a piece of paper seven times. Ya Allahu, seven times. Write it down on a piece of paper. Make an amulet and put a scotch tape on it. And you can put it in between the pain. You know, where there is a pain, put it there and just press it hard. And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, soon you will see the difference. You won't have the pain anymore. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah. So you make, the, make it like an amulet.
Like an amulet.
And yes. Then you will hold it between the teeth or the mullah, which is in pain.
Yeah, true.
And inshallah, Azza wa Jal, it will be relieved.
The pain will go away. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal.
Subhanallah. MashaAllah. In regards to istikhara request that we've received, they've given a code word, Medina. Code word is Medina, and I've received the name, and also the mother's name is here. And the person who sent it in, they're saying that I'm feeling very sick. I feel symptoms of, like a diabetes type of symptoms. But I've had myself checked, and the medically I'm clear. So if you can check, and then they've also mentioned a further issue that they're also had financial loss lately. So you have sent your name and the mother's name, inshallah, azawajal. The istikhara will be performed. Do watch out for your code word. The code word will be mentioned. And then that will be an indication that this is the reply for your istikhara. Let's include some more questions. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I'd like to request a spiritual cure for eye problem. Eye problem or eyesight problem, please. Inshallah, the brothers will give us something in regards to eye problems. Maybe there's pain. They've not mentioned whether it's pain. They just meant eye problems, which I'm thinking maybe is pain. But then they've also mentioned eyesight as well. So if there's something which is maybe dual, which covers both things, inshallah. Another question, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I know taking Allah's name is always good before any permissible work. Is there any specific litany to recite before going for an interview? There's definitely more than one spiritual cure in regards to interview when somebody's going for an interview. But let's see which one the brothers have picked out for you, inshallah. But main thing is, may Allah grant you ease and success in the employment job interview that you're going to go for, and in the employment, may Allah make it a means of halal sustenance with blessings for you, inshallah. If I can take two calls as well, if I take two calls and then inshallah we'll give the spiritual cures together, inshallah.
My name is Ihsan Ali. I am calling from Preston. We all watch your program, which is really very good and informatic. Wish you guys all the best. I would like to know if there is any spiritual cure to get rid of kidney stones.
Kidney stones. SubhanAllah. Jazakallah for your feedback. May Allah reward you, some Madani Munna. He's saying he likes watching the program. And may Allah reward you as well for watching. And keep watching and keep sending in your messages, inshallah. We'll give you something for kidney stones. Maybe some family member is suffering from kidney stones. May Allah grant them relief, grant them good health. And inshallah, the brothers will give us something in regards to kidney stones. The next call, please.
Mohammed Fezan, it's quite cold in the UK. What's up, Zifa, for cold weather?
So if the brothers are ready, inshallah, if you can fire away with the replies.
Inshallah. First of all, I'll reply to the caller, which was Ehsan Ali from Preston. It was about the kidney stones. We make dua, whoever in the family, if there is anyone affected with this kidney stone problem, may Allah Azza wa Jal give them a quick relief, a quick recovery. Ameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen. What you need to do is to recite Surah Alam Nashrah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam Nashrah Laka Sadrak Wa Wada'ana Anka Wizrak. Till the end of this surah 7 times. So recite this surah 7 times and remember to recite Durud-e Pak once before and after, and blow on the kidney. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim once every time before starting the surah. Inshallah Zawajal, the kidney stone will be removed. Inshallah Zawajal. And someone else can also recite this. Inshallah Azza wa Jal.
Ji, Brother Fezan requested a dua for protection from cold weather. A very beautiful supplication, which is for protection against the cold of hell during severe cold weather. The last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam stated, when the cold is severe, the servant says, La ilaha illallah. How severe is the cold today? Allahumma ajirni min zamhariri jahannam. O Allah, protect me from the zamharir of hell. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to hell, my servant seeks refuge in me from your zamharir. So I have granted refuge from your zamharir. The companions asked, what is zamharir of hell? The last Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, it is a pit into which the disbeliever will be thrown, and due to the severe cold, his body will shatter into pieces. Allahu Akbar. This means that in the hell, just as there is the punishment of heat and fire, there is also the punishment of cold. So whenever weather is extremely cold, you can make this supplication. La ilaha illallah. How severe is the cold today? Allahumma ajirni min zamhariri jahannam. O Allah Azza wa Jal, protect me from the zamharir of hell.
Yes, I'll move on to the question which was asked. Haisab, as you said, it wasn't mentioned what eye problem there was. But anyway, I'll give a wazifa that is helpful for all the eye problems. What you need to do after all 5 prayers, recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 3 times. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Blow on your fingers and put them on your eyes. And do it for good. Do it for good. Inshallah, Zawajal. This is very, very much beneficial for white or black cataract as well. So may Allah Zawajal remove all your eye problems. Ameen, ameen, ameen.
So do it. Make a habit. Do it.
Make a habit of keep doing it. Yeah, continuously. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, obviously, I mean, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim is a powerful wazifa. Alhamdulillah, Zawajal. You see the blessings of it, inshallah, Azzawajal.
Ismi Azam,
it is
some
called.
Some pious predecessors have also.
And the second question was about the interview, for the successful in interview. If you are going for a permissible job, we make dua that Allah Azzawajal make you successful and may you get this job if it's good for you. May Allah Azzawajal give you halal sustenance and may Allah Azzawajal help you from the unseen. What you need to do, the wazifa which has been mentioned in Sparrow and a Blind Snake. And the page number is 60. The wazifa goes, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Kaf ha ya ayn sad ha mim ayn sin qaf. Fasayakfikahumullah. وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. So recite this, inshallah Azza wa Jal, you will be successful in your interview.
So mashallah, jazakallah. And one thing I just like to touch here, somebody is going for the interview, you know, like in this case, the brothers ask for a spiritual cure and somebody does this spiritual cure and then he goes for the interview. For any reason, he's not successful. You shouldn't be disheartened. Even generally, if somebody is going for an interview and you don't get the job, you shouldn't be disheartened, because remember, maybe that job was not good for you. In our knowledge, you know, we're trying our best and it seems everything seems to be perfect. You know, the amount of money, the wage, you know, the hourly rate is good and the job, you know, the work seems to be good, etc. And everything seems to be, you know, perfect and you definitely want to get this job. But Allah knows what we don't know.
Maybe something
and,
good is,
yeah, and this, you know, whatever reason, this is not good for you. And that's why you haven't attained it. So we shouldn't be disheartened and be pleased and be happy with the will of Allah Azza wa Jal. So even like this brother, he's going to, inshallah, to put this spiritual cure into practice. May Allah Azza wa Jal make you successful. But if it's not in your betterment and then you are not successful, don't be disheartened. Get up and try again. And the example, you know, the Buzurgan Adin give the example of the ant, don't they? And it's climbing up the wall and it falls down and then it tries to walk, climb up again. So, and it keeps climbing until it gets to its destination. So inshallah, you will be successful as well, inshallah. Whether it's today, tomorrow, or the day after. But inshallah, we need to keep trying. The istikhara reply. Let me give the istikhara reply. Time is ticking away. So we need to wrap up soon as well. The istikhara request that we received, the code word was Medina. Mita Medina. The code word was Abadah the Mita. The code word was Medina. But and the istikhara has been performed. And the indication in the istikhara is of azmaish, is of a test. Inshallah, we'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to this. And you did mention in regards to financial, that these days you seem to be having financial loss as well. So in regard to the azmaish, after Salatul Asr, after you perform the Asr Salah, then you need to recite this particular spiritual cure, and you need to do this daily. Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu, Ya Wakilu, 7 times with Salat ala Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before and after. So do this until you know, these issues and problems are relieved, inshallah. And in regards to the financial loss you mentioned, I'll give you a spiritual cure in regards to this as well, very quickly. And it mentions after Fajr Salah. After Fajr Salah, you need to recite this particular spiritual cure 300 times. And it's simply, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu. So 300 times after Salatul Fajr, Salat al-Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before and after. So this after Salatul Fajr, and the other spiritual cure mentioned, which is after Salatul Asr, inshallah. May Allah remove the any type of illness that you seem to be feeling and going through. And may Allah grant blessings in your sustenance due to the financial loss that you seem to be, you know, going through at the moment. And remember this spiritual cure that I've given regards to the flourishing of business and financial gains. This can't be done by anybody. It's not particularly for this caller or this person who sent their message in. Those who are watching on Madani channel, anyone can take this on board, inshallah. We'll add some more questions into the program, include them, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. A friend of mine has been caught in some illegal case and has gone to prison. Please suggest some dua to get him out of prison so that he can be released from prison soon. May Allah Almighty bless you. May Allah Azza make it easy, especially if it's something that he's not been involved in and he's been caught. Sometimes somebody's in the wrong place at the wrong time or with, you know, but this is why, you know, the pious predecessors have also mentioned it, and you know, Alhamdulillah, Amir al-Sunnat, the founder of Dawat Islam, he also mentioned regularly on Madani Muzakara as well. So an invitation to watch the Madani Muzakara live every Saturday as well. And time again, we hear in regards to the sitting with good company and avoiding bad company. And sometimes this, just sitting with bad, you might not be doing bad yourself, but just being there with the bad company sometimes can get you into trouble. And this might be the case. But anyway, the brothers will give us something in regards to this. May Allah make it easy for him, and whatever's in his favor, that happens for him, inshallah. And he gets released soon, and especially if he's innocent. Another question, inshallah, will include, and this might be our last, let's see. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I'm suffering from a liver problem that prevents it from producing blood. I have tried many treatments and I am still undergoing medical care. but someone referred me to you. I would sincerely appreciate it if you could suggest a spiritual cure for this. Inshallah Azawajal, do carry on with your medical treatments. We always recommend this, that any medical treatment that you're having, don't stop that. Continue your medical treatment, but also include spiritual treatment as well, inshallah. So do carry on with your medical treatment. And alhamdulillah, the person who has referred you to us, may Allah reward him. And may Allah Almighty reward you, and also remove this particular illness, this issue that you're facing. May Allah Almighty grant you good health, grant you better health than you were before this illness started. And do remain patient. May Allah Almighty also raise your ranks for being patient as well, inshallah. So in regards to the liver problem, inshallah,
Ji, can inshallah do
something in regards to this as well. Ji, you ready?
Ji, Ashab, in the first question regarding a wazifa for getting a release from jail. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala release your friend from jail, open a way out for him and bring ease to his situation. Tell your friend, be patient and keep faith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who stay patient. Keep turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every moment. Here is a very, very powerful wazifa for your friend. Please listen it carefully. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has mentioned this wazifa in his booklet, Mendek Swar Bichu, Scorpion on a Frog, page number 25. Wazifa for getting release from imprisonment. Recite La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. In abundance, the reciter will be released soon from imprisonment, inshallahul kareem. Aisab, I'm going to mention one more wazifa. Invocation to get free from prison. Ya Haqqu, Ya Haqqu, Ya Haqqu. If a prisoner invokes this 108 times at midnight, whilst bareheaded, he will be freed from imprisonment soon, inshallahul kareem. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhu al-Aliyah has given us this wazifa in his famous book, Madani Panj Surah, Madani Trayer of Blessings, page number 253. The second question, brother asked a spiritual remedy for liver disease. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you with complete shifa and make your efforts a means of healing and strength. Be patient and keep praying for health. Here is a very beautiful wazifa for liver disease. This is a Quranic verse, and the reference is para number 16, Surah Al-Kahf, ayat number 109. The blessed ayah Mubarakah is Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Law kana al-bahru midadan li kalimati Rabbi. Write this verse after Fajr Salah on three plain plates. Use one plate in the morning, one at noon, and one in the evening with water and drink it. The duration of this treatment is 40 days. Besides this, write it and make a taweez. Islamic brothers should tie it around their right arm, and Islamic sisters should hang it around their neck. Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah has mentioned this beautiful wazifa in his book, Ghrelu Ilaj, page number 56.
Alhamdulillah, we are in the blessed month of Shaban al-Muazzam, and the month which is famously known as the month of the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. It has its blessings, alhamdulillah. But a beautiful initiative which, alhamdulillah, your Dawat Islami is going through at the moment is an appeal of £2 a day through the month of Ramadan. So this initiative, which is that you donate £2 every day through the month of Ramadan. So over the 30 days, it totals to an amount of £60. And then the company then increases that £60 donation and they top it up with £100. So then the total donation to Dawat Islami is of £160. Now, those of you who want to participate in this initiative, do contact your nearest Dawat Islami brothers. For the brothers and for the Islamic sisters, they can contact their Dawat Islami sisters who are responsible, and they will be able to share either a QR code with them or a link which they will be able to fill in, and then they can participate in this. So a small donation will go, inshallah, a long way. The thing in regards to this, it does need to be done before Ramadan starts. So it needs to be done in this month of Shaban. May Allah Almighty grant us blessings in our sustenance and give us the ability to give in His way as much as we can, inshallah. Let's make a quick dua. And then inshallah we'll close the program. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. O Allah Almighty, forgive our sins, forgive us, our parents, our spiritual guide, our brothers and sisters, our children, our family, our relatives and all the ummah. O Allah Almighty, grant us the ability to love your beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and act upon his sunnah. O Allah Almighty, those who have sent in their messages in regards to any illnesses that they are going through, O Allah Almighty, grant them cure. Grant them cure through the medicine that they are taking. Grant them cure through the air that they are breathing. Grant them cure through the water that they consume or through the food that they eat. O Allah Almighty, you are the one who grants cure, and we are knocking on your door. Grant those ill people, whether they're ill at home, ill in the hospitals, grant them complete cure. Those who are finding it difficulty to make ends meet at home, grant blessings in their sustenance. O Allah Almighty, those who have lost their jobs and looking for new jobs, O Allah Almighty, make it easy for them. Grant them an easy job with halal sustenance, which is sufficient for them. O Allah Almighty, those of us who are facing problems, household disputes, O Allah Almighty, grant peace and blessings and tranquility in our homes. O Allah Almighty, make our homes full of peace and tranquility and blessings. O Allah Almighty, guide our children upon the straight path. Keep them on the straight path. Make them coolness of our eyes. O Allah Almighty, grant us the ability to do good deeds. Give us the ability to refrain from sins. O Allah Almighty, when it's our last moments, also grant us the ability to recite the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Ameen bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. That does bring us to the end of the program. Don't forget to join us, same time, same place, next week, only on Madani Challenge. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.